but it is surely that he has done, because afterward it has been prakash fire. It has been told that a lady's
footprint
was seen. So Krishna at once took Srimati Radhika by force and went from Ras. There are two slopes here. एवं भगवतः कृष्णात् लब्धमानः महात्मना आत्मानं मे नीरे स्त्रीणां मानिन्यो अधिकं भूमि. एंड सेकंड श्लोक इज तासां तत्सौभगमतं भिक्षमानं च केशव प्रशमाय प्रसादाय तत्रैवान्तरधि. दिस टू श्लोक दैट all the gopis received so much praise from Krishna and Krishna served them, and there were lakhs of gopis, but they are not seeing each other at that time on account of very deep love with Krishna. When Krishna at the time of dancing took their dish and looked their face, smiled, Krishna by his pitambar washed their mouths, dust. Sometimes he pours that. You are so much thak gai.
Tired.
No? I should do like this.
Message.
I can message. So they saw that Krishna is so much in serving tendency to us. And Krishna is most supreme good Nayak in whole world at that time. So beautiful, so karma, so much regard, so much in every respect. And a Nayak like Krishna is serving us, me, not any other gopi. So they had garb in their heart. Garb means
pride.
They had pride in their heart. Garb means when garb comes, I'm so qualified. I'm so much beautiful. I have so many qualities other have not. And that is why Krishna is under me. Only under, not under anyone. This cause garb in them, so that all are nevertheless and most dearest to Krishna. All other are not like him. And at that time, anyone can do asuya, avagya. Avagya? Neglecting anyone. That is called garba. It comes from Saubhagya Mada. Mada means garba. Garb means to neglect anyone. So Saubhagya Mada, that Krishna is giving us so much Saubhagya. And this caused him Mada. Mada means ahankar, pride. And that is why they neglected all gopis. So they were not willing to do nritya,
dance
with all gopis. But Srimati Radhika Shah, that Krishna is dancing with all gopis. He is serving to all gopis, also to me. And this caused him man, not Saubhagyama. No ahankar, no garba, but only man. Krishna wanted that rash should be begun. And that is why he wanted to subside the garb of gopis and of all gopis. So bhagyamad. Understanding?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
You understand?
Clear.
All is clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So bhagyamad. And he wanted to make Srimati Radhika so glad that he should leave her mind. So this is called prasadam. Man means man, saubhagyamad, it should be crushed. No? And man should be prasadam. I should make Srimati Radhika anyhow, please. So he took Srimati Radhika with her and do the
cut. Braided her hair, combing
hairs,
hair.
He
flowers.
Collected flowers, made garland, gave it to Srimati Radhika, and garlanded her hairs and everything. So she became very much prasanna. And all gopis, when Krishna went away with Radhika, all man, Saubhagya Mada was crushed. Radhika man was not crushed. She was pleased. At last he also left Srimati Radhika on account of gopis. That gopis minute come here at once. And if they will see Radhika with me, there will be some irsya. Irsya?
Envy.
Envy to Srimati Radhika. So Rash will not be done. So he left Radhika and gopis came there and saw Radhika weeping. They had sympathy out of mind. And they became one. And they are singing these slokas. Now they are weeping that we want to see your face, smiling face again. And we want to dance with you. Braja janartiham veera joshitam nijajas janasmaya vansanas smita. And if you want to see your smelling face, high face, but if you are not showing your
present before us,
then before us are, you are not showing your smiling face, we pray one thing, that you should keep your feet, lotus feet, on our body. Here, they are telling you,
gopis.
Pranata dehinang papakarsana. So they are telling that you should keep your faith, your lotus feet on our breast, on our head, or on anywhere. It is a sign of love. No? Krishna is telling that, oh, I cannot do this. I have told you first to go to your husband's return and serve your husband. And tell them that you are telling to us, I cannot do against dharma. Understanding?
Yes.
It is a dharma and it will be pap, sin for me. I cannot do because I always protect dharma and you are telling me to do against dharma, so I cannot do. Gopis are praying. Here, one thing we should know, that gopis are telling, gopis hide their every wishes in their heart, every wish. They don't disclose to Krishna or anyone. Understand something?
Yes.
Krishna wants that they should tell directly their heart things, but they are not eager to tell. So Krishna became outside, but he is near, very near to gopis and hearing everything. So in front of Krishna, always they hide. And Krishna wants to hear from them all these things. That you should love, you should do vihar with us, we should nitya, dance with us. But always gopis hide. They always निषेध करते हैं,
प्रोहिबिट।
अच्छा, हियर दे आर टेलिंग क्लियरली दैट गिव योर हैंड, गिव योर लोटस फीट ऑन आवर ब्रेस्ट। व्हाई दे आर टेलिंग? दे आर नॉट टेलिंग फॉर देमसेल्फ, but to please Krishna they are telling. According to Annabhilashita Shunyam, this is true. Anything, any ambition for our
personal pleasure.
Personal,
personal is a pleasure.
Personal, sukh,
happiness
is against bhakti. Why they are wanting this thing? For their pleasure, enjoyment?
No.
Gopis, everything is for Krishna. And every action is to please Krishna. Here also, they are thinking that Krishna is hiding, but his ambition is to do like this. If a friend comes to us, I told him, Namin Krishna, that Satsarup Prabhu has come, Dhanurdhar Prabhu and this Prabhu has come. Go to market and bring some very sweet fruits or anything. You told that, why you are bringing all these things? We have no appetite. I told that I am not bringing for you. I daily used to bring for my Thakurji. So I am bringing it for my Thakurji. If I tell that I am bringing for you, it is out of etiquette and it is not a fact of law. So I hide it and I told that I am bringing it for the service of Krishna. But I am bringing all these things for you, it is a fact. So gopis are telling this, hiding, that we are doing it for Krishna, you, they are not telling. They are telling that we are wanting for us, because if I will tell, we will tell that we are doing for Krishna, then he will certainly will not do this. No? Because Krishna does everything for to please gopis. No? So if we will tell that we want to keep your lotus feet on our head or anywhere, Krishna will gladly accept. But if we will tell that for your pleasure we are doing so, Krishna will does not accept, will not accept, in any case. Understand this? Yes. So this is purely bhakti, uttama bhakti, and it is also more than uttama. Upmost level, this brings. So gopis are telling Krishna, hiding their hearts, manibhav, that for us you should keep your lotus feet on or as breast. So it is not against of us. Now we return to our own. Pranata Dehi Nam. Krishna is telling, I cannot do because it is out of dharma, against dharma, sanatana dharma, arya dharma. You should go to your husband and fulfill your all these things by your husband. I cannot do that. Then gopi, why? Because it is sinful act. It is, has been prohibited in for all shastra. And our Rishi Muni has told like this. We should not do. So why I should do like this? It will touch sin to me. Then gopis are telling that pranata dehinam papa karsha. Those who are pranata. Pranata means
surrendered
soul. Certainly pure surrendered soul. If anyone surrenders to Krishna, Krishna has done pratigya.
Promise.
That I will take all sins. What sin can be
touch him?
Huh?
What sin can touch him?
Because sarva dharmana pratyajyamam ekam sharanam braja aham swam sarva papa bhoi mukcheshyami masucha. Sarva papa bhoi mukcheshyami. He has done promise like this. You have promised like this. Not in only Srimad Gita, in Bhagavata, in all other Purans, it has been stated by you. So if any surrender soul is there, and he takes only the name of Krishna, 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 all his sins goes away. Krishna does not take any seen from devotees. By taking his name, all sins are burnt, goes away. The pranata dehinam papa karshanam, all sin are what? All sins
destroyed.
So you will not have pap. Because by surrender there all sins have been gone. Papa karshanam. Trinacharanugam.
It may be you are telling so, Krishna is telling. But yet, Trinacharanugam, my fits are so soft, and it has fragrant. But your breasts are so hard, and it is so warm that my feet can be burnt. So I can keep my lotus feet there, because it will be burnt. And my feet are so much sukomal. Sukomal, you know?
Very soft.
Very, very soft.
Very, very soft.
Like the pakhuri of kamal.
Petal of lotus.
Petal of
lotus.
Or gular.
Rose.
Petals. More than that. Gopis are telling, you are telling lies. Certainly you are telling lies. You go to cowherd and you follow cows. Trina chara nugam. Cow, trina chara means
grazing
cows. And you follow. You follow them in hills, mountains, in kanta ban.
Forest of thorns.
They run up, run so quickly, cows. They don't go with path beyond path, hither and thither. Where there is no thorns, they don't think that here is thorns, here is not. They can run anywhere. So deep, so high, thorns, mountains,
pebbles.
Yes,
pebbles. Small stones.
Small. Like thorns.
Yes.
Sharp.
There you don't have any kashta.
Difficulty.
And your hips are at back end also very
soft.
But you feel no difficulty. Is it the fact that our heart is more vulnerable than that jungle, mountains,
pebbles.
So you can go, you can follow your cows here and there in thorns, horns, in mountains, deep and something high, you feel no trouble. But by keeping your lotus feet at our breast, you are feeling so difficulty. Then Krishna told Sri Niketanam. This is not person of Krishna. This is person of Gopi. Sri Niketanam. Krishna is telling that I cannot keep my this lotus feet. Lotus feet on any other's wife. You are not my married wife. So I cannot do this. Why you keep your lotus feet in the laps of Lakshmi? Lakshmi is your not wife. Why you are doing? And in our case, you are telling like this. So you can keep your feet in the laps, in the heart of Lakshmi, whether she is the wife of Narayan, you are not feeling dharma there, that it is going against of dharma. You are not seeing that Narayan will be angry with me. Why you are keeping there? Why it is that they are describing this? There is a story behind it. That Sri means Lakshmi. Niketanam. Niketan means abode. Eh? Your feet are abode of Lakshmi, is abode of your feet. Because Lakshmi always keep Narayan's feet in his laps. Why? Once Bali Maharaj, Vaman Dev has taken everything of Bali Maharaj. You know that?
Yes.
He knew that I have deceived Bali Maharaj and I have taken everything and given it to Devata. No? Every kingdom and everything. Now he is poor. And sent him to Pital Lok. Sutal Lok. With Prahlad Maharaj and Bali. He is always present there. He told that, O Bali Maharaj, I want that I should give you. So, you can take anything that you like. Bar mango, bar, you know? Bar means. Bar means, what you like you can ask.
Bull.
Benediction. So you can take any benediction from me. Bali Maharaj told that, yes, I want something. What do you want? I want that in Sutal Lok I have a very great palace. And in that palace there are 50 doors. When I will go and I will return, I will not tell. In the night I may, in the day, in morning, in any time I can go and. You should always wait on all gates for day and night. When I come and you should always watch this. Receive. In other words, he captured Vishnu Vamandev in his 50 doors. He should always be there, day and night. He cannot go anywhere. So Vaman used to be gatekeeper of Krishna and Vamandev. And Bali Maharaj sometimes used to go here and there and see and watching that he is doing his service well or not. He should not go for a moment anywhere. In Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Devi was waiting for Narayan, that he has gone to certain service for their devotees, devata, where their devotees, but yet he has not returned. He was watching and watching, but he was not returning because he was gatekeeper there. Bandha gaya, bandha mane?
Captured.
He was captured there. So he was very sad. In the meantime, Narada came there and asked her, why you are so pain, lamenting. She told that, I'm lamenting that my husband is not here. He told me that I'm coming, I'm returning soon, but so many days, so many months, so many years are going to pass and he is not returning. Oh, I know where he is. He has gone to do some mischief or to thug, thug mane, thugna, to cheat Vamandeva, a devotee of Krishna. He has cheated. He is now in the palace. He is as a gatekeeper. And for a moment he cannot leave that. So he is there. How can I get my husband again? How he will be mukta, free from there? Narada told something in his, in her hair. In Narada tells thieves to restore, and at the same time he householder he tells that you should wake and watch, today your things will be stolen. Some things may come at the same time. To one person he tells that you should think, and another person you should watch both. So he told Lakshmi Devi something and she became so pleased. He kept her all dressed there and in the shape of a widow, very white dress and lamenting mood, he came to Bali Maharaj. In the morning, Bali Maharaj was distributing daan.
Charity, giving away charity.
Anyone who can come and wish, he can give anything to them. He has promised. So many were, persons were there and wanting something, and he was distributing, giving them in charity. He saw that a very lamenting lady is there. He has no good clothes and he is lamenting there. And he is not coming to me to ask, but he anything wants. See, he knew. So when all went, after their departure, he called Devi. She came. Bali Maharaj did pranam to that lady. He told, "Who are you? I think you are Brahmin lady. And you are so pious. Do you require anything?" She told that, "Yes, I am Brahmin's wife. I am so much sorry. I have sab kuch chhod diya hai. Sab kuch, everything has gone away. My. So I want something. You can ask me." She told that, "I will not ask until you give promise that I will give." He told that, "I promise that what you will ask, I will give you." Then she made any ishara.
Sign.
They indicated towards Vamandeva. And she told that, "I want him. He is my husband. You have captured. I want that you should make him free so that I can live with Vishnu Narayan Vamandeva." He began to laugh. "He's a very great cheater. And you are cheater of cheaters." And At last he told that, yes, you can take him. But he should live also here, so that I may always see and may always puja kar sabu. Puja man?
Worship.
I want nothing. Then he kept here, there, his manifestation. Went to Vaikuntha. So now he is requesting Narayan, you should not go any further, anywhere. I am keeping your faith here. So without my permission you should not go, because they cheat you. So Sri Niketanam, the laps of Lakshmi Devi is the abode of Narayan, Krishna, Sri Niketanam. In other terms they are saying that Srimati Radhika laps is abode of your very willing thing. And why you have left that thing? They are accusing Krishna here. And also relating to that Narayan's story. You can keep your lap in the laps of Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Devi is not your wife, yet you can. Why you cannot give your lotus feet in our laps? Then Krishna was defeated. Then again they told to keep his lotus feet on their breast. Then Phana Pharapitam, Krishna told that your breast is so much warm, so much warm, so I cannot keep my feet there. Then they are telling Phana Pharapitam. Phan means a base. Pharapitam means Kali. Kali. Kali is Sarva.
Yes.
The Phan is of Kali. So phana phanarpitam, phani phanarpitam. Phani means kali, sarpa, serpent. And the phan is this. What is this?
Hood.
You can keep your lotus feet so soft and so fragrant and so sheetal.
Cool.
On the heads of Kali, in which so much beast is
poisoned.
There you feel no warmth. And it makes whole world so hot. Burns all the birds from the sky which are flying, go down and burn them. So many cows, so many persons, so many buffaloes and all things. Even no tree is there. All are there. But you feel some coldness there on the heads of hooks of Kali. Our is not so warm. But yet you are feeling warm. Why? Te padandu. So Krishna is raising any question, like question?
Objection.
Objection. They are cutting all the objections. Padam bhujam. Kiran kuche. So you should keep no sinful. This act is no sinful. Tunacharanugam. Soft. Your foots are soft. But yet you go, you follow cows everywhere. Sri Niketanam, you have no fear for keeping your faith on the breast of Lakshmi. Kansa has sent him there to kill Krishna. but he could not do. So you have no fear of sin, you have no fear for adharma, you have no fear for agni,
fire,
beast,
forest,
kamsachar, asur. You have no fear of anything. You are fearless. So you can keep your faith, lotus. Krishna became Nirukar. Krishna could not give answer to their these answers. This is the meaning of this is hidden behind.
Panatadehinam, when they were first saying it was simple, but then you are our life, and then we will die, and then you will be responsible for killing women.
This also. But if you will not keep your kids here, the lifetime last of Gopi will be dying, and all sin will be complete. So you should keep it. If you will not keep, it will be a dharma. Because we are, hum log soul hai wo.
So surrender to you.
Surrender to you. We are your king kari.
Servant.
No sin there. As Kumudini. Kumudini, you know? Lotus flower, right? Or Kamal. Kamal, you know, lotus flower.
Yes.
In sun rays it comes, bosom opens. In night it comes like this. But if the lotus has any touch with water, it will be open. Otherwise, Kamal has no connection with water, then sun will burn that flower. So gopis are telling that if you have connection with us, then these are Kamal, your hands are lotus. If you have no connection with us, they will be burned. And if you have some bandh with us, and you will keep your legs, feet on our breast, it will be no adharma, no sinful act, it will be not burnt, everything. So every slok of Srimad Bhagavat has so many meanings. It may be more interesting meanings of this issue. But I told something. So every slok has so good meanings behind it. By hearing a slok, no response, nothing. When we know the actual meaning behind them, like Sukadeva Goswami, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they feel glad to read all the things.